joining us right now on a Patriots Monday is Patriots wide receiver Kendrick Bourne. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Kendrick, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Well. We were encouraged by parts of the game yesterday. Certainly, the offense seemingly unlocked a little bit with Drake May. I know you were very complimentary of him after the game. What jumped out to you in his first start?
Yeah, a lot of confidence, man. What I was really impressed with, just his unwavering like energy and poise. You know, when you get hit, sometimes you start to look at the line. You have an interception, you start to question yourself, and it just seemed like he didn't do that. So just very encouraging for a young quarterback. You know, you see young quarterbacks all the time get rattled a little bit, and he didn't seem to have that. So that was just huge from, you know, us as teammates' perspective, to seeing him confident even when things aren't going well. So that's important.
And I heard you in the locker room postgame talking about his aura. For those that missed it, what can you tell us about Drake May's aura?
It's actually like it's mellow. It's not loud. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you approach him, he won't come off as like somebody that will try to big time you, or I think I'm bigger than the team, or I'm the third overall pick. Like, he knows that. He understands who he is, and that's huge. You know, when you know who you are as a person personally, and then you know who you are as a football player, what you mean to a team, there's an aura to you. Like, when you talk to the owner, when you talk to your head coach, they know that you understand this about yourself. So that aura is just important as a player. You know, I've learned these things when I was younger of, you know, creating a name for yourself, and you have to carry yourself a certain way. So he's just definitely professional. And when you get around him, like, he don't talk a lot. He's not a loud person, but you know he's confident when you talk to him, when you stand around him, when you're around him. So I just love that he has that to him, because as a player, you've got to be confident, and I think that's why he believes in himself so much.
Well, speaking of confidence, Kendrick, something we've been talking about is that your wide receiver room seems to be very, very confident, and I'm curious, you know, there's been all different situations. There was, you know, Jalen Reagor, who's no longer on the team, but he had an Instagram story with, like, the Bugatti in the carport. On Saturday, Tyquan Thornton, who ended up being a healthy scratch on Sunday, he had a Michael Jordan meme that said, take things personally. Jalen Polk in the preseason talked about, hey, if you don't believe in us now, like, you're not a fan type of thing. Is there kind of that fine line with the team on being confident, but then also not kind of, you know, calling other people out, or maybe overstepping things a little bit?
Yeah. Well said, man. Like, you know, you guys see the things we say subliminally, and there's meaning behind everything for sure. And I love the confidence piece. So I think there's certain things that you say and don't say, and we have to be careful, you know what I'm saying, with those posts and things like that. But also, we can be ourselves. We can believe in ourselves. And I think that's what it speaks to with those comments and posts that you're talking about. And just going out there playing hard and playing for each other is important, because what we put on tape is what you guys see, what you guys judge. So we can't have that post and then go out there and not do anything. You know what I'm saying? It'll backfire. So you have to be careful with what you put out there, but you also have to back it up. If you're going to talk the talk, then walk the walk. And I think we do a good job in our receiver room. I'm proud of Pop. I'm proud of Booty, man. These guys, you know, came out and really showed off. You know what I'm saying? And it's just amazing. These are the kind of people I want to play with. You know, being a vet in the room now, going through times like they have, you know, talking about Reagor and Tyquan. I've been through those times where I was on the bench in San Fran in the beginning of my career, and I, you know, elevated my role. So as a leader now, I just try to tell those guys, you know, always stay humble. You know, don't try to get too high. Don't be too low. Mayo talks about it all the time. So also just me being there for those guys, making them understand kind of what I just ran down of being careful what you post, what you say, just doing your job and having fun when we plan and playing together. So I feel like we showed as a group yesterday we could do more, and we can still do more, but that was big for us yesterday to finally kind of put some points on the board, put things together, make some plays. But there's definitely more out there. We left a lot of meat on the bone. So to your point, man, it's a lot that goes into it, but being confident, having fun, you know, we can post things like that and it not be crazy, but opposite, it ain't going to work.
Patriots wide receiver Kendrick Bourne joining us here on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. You mentioned you were proud of Pop, proud of Booty. A couple of drops yesterday for Jalen Polk. Gerard Mayo said today there's a mental hump he's going to have to get over. How do you get over that? I mean, how do you say anything to him? And what's your view on his day yesterday?
Yeah, it's just telling him to keep going, man. You know, everybody has down days. Everybody has bad games. You know what I'm saying? Every day is not going to be your day. And it's just about coming back out to practice and working on what you struggled in the game or whatever you want to work on to get better. And obviously, you know, he has some drops or whatever, and he could have played better. We all could have played better, so it's not just him. But just as a personal player going through it, as I have before, you know, just staying confident, just believing in yourself. You've been doing this your whole life. So those are the kind of things I say to him, you know what I'm saying? Just don't worry about it. Don't listen to the outside noise because that's where it can get tricky. You know, you start thinking about it more because people are talking about it more. So it's just the adversity. And, you know, we all have our challenges from God that, you know, we go through different things. So it can be a challenge to make them better. So any adversity you go through, you can either get better from it, you can get worse. And you have to make that choice which way to go. So those are the kind of things, you know, I just encourage them. And Polk is a very confident, outgoing, you know, bright future kid, man. And I think it's just adversity that can make his career better or it can go to other directions. So it's up to him, but we're here to support him, man. And it's just, you know, telling him, you know, everybody has bad games, man. Just look forward to the next one.
We've been asking about everybody but you. How are you feeling? You've played, you got some game action the last couple of weeks after coming off the ACL. What was the challenge of recovering from that injury, which it seems like a lot of people kind of take it for granted. They're like, modern medicine, ACL is fine. But still, you're out of commission for a long time. You're on the PUP list, then you got to work your way back. So how are you feeling? Yeah. Are you 100% all that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So kind of just like what I said about Polk is adversity. So my adversity right now is ACL, you know, coming recovering. And this is my journey right now from God to, like, get better or get worse. Like, it's one or the other. And I really feel good about where I'm at. Missed 12 games, obviously, you know, like you just said, I started on PUP, missed 8 last year. So missing 12 games, I've never missed any games before that prior. So it's just a new experience, new challenge that, you know, I took head on. Last game, I definitely was more, my awareness was not there. Like, knowing who's around me, knowing where people are, I struggled. But last game, I really felt free. And it was huge, man. You know, I just played free. Obviously, it was my first game, so I was very timid and just trying to get my feet wet and get that rhythm back. But it was tough just being my first game. But it really only took me one game to really feel good out there yesterday, man. So that was really encouraging for me and just having fun, not thinking, just playing fast. And I could have definitely played better too. You know what I'm saying? There's routes that I want back. There's certain things I could have done better blocking. But just being out there is a blessing, like you just said, understanding that it is bigger than I can almost fathom that I'm even back out there. You know, some people don't come back. Some people have minor setbacks in certain things. And so God has blessed me to just get back healthy, man. So yesterday I really felt free, man. So hopefully I keep going, you know, up the mountain, man, and just keep working hard. The strength staff, medical staff has really looked out for me and supported me, and they got me in the right direction. So I'm feeling good.
You've played for a few different coordinators now in a few different offenses. What are your thoughts on the Alex Van Pelt offense, which you guys did unlock a little bit yesterday, put some more points on the board, but it's been a slow start.
Yeah, I think it's just a process, man. You know, obviously we're in a strong rebuild, man, and that's what we have to remember in the building. You know, it's not going to be, you know, light at the end of the tunnel all the time. I was with Mayo doing a panel here the other day, and he talked about how, you know, Detroit and these other organizations had to go through those tough times. You know what I'm saying? I started in San Fran when I was first there. We started 0-9, and my third year we went to the Super Bowl. So I've experienced this feeling. You know, I've experienced losing and then becoming a winner, and it's just a process. So I think we have to understand as an organization and as players in the locker room that this is the process. We have to go through the grind to get the shine. It's just simply how it goes. So AVP, you know, he's part of the process. He's trying to learn us. He's learning the players that he has. He's learning the old linemen that he has. He's learning Drake. He went with Jacoby. You know, it's a process. So it takes time. And so if the fans out there, if y'all can give us time, we'd really appreciate it. But it's just a process. And I think he's doing a good job. And I think it just takes time to grow.
This Sunday, you guys have the London game against Jacksonville. What are your thoughts on playing games over there?
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I actually missed Germany last year. I was bummed about it. I got hurt right before the Germany trip. So I'm very excited to, you know, go overseas, man, for my first experience. I just play overseas, man. I'm going to see my guy, Mac Jones, man. I got to say hi to him, man. Top it up with him. And just, you know, gel up with him. But it's exciting, man, going to compete. Both 1-5 teams, you know what I'm saying? Who's going to come on top? I think it's going to be a dogfight. But both teams are playing bad. We're both in bad positions. So we'll see who can turn it around, you know, with this matchup.
You said Mac Jones is your guy. We may struggle to see that on the outside, but he seemed like he was always a very popular teammate. What do you think he's misunderstood? What are we missing on the outside that maybe you see when it comes to Mac Jones, who did seem legitimately popular with you guys in the locker room?
Yeah, that's a great question, man. He's just a genuine down-to-earth guy. You know what I'm saying? It's easier for the outside to judge him off his performance. And, you know, he had bad body language and things like that, but he's a genuine, loving brother, man. And we had a good experience here. You know, in 21, we really popped it off, and then going on, it got rough. So it's just circumstances didn't go his way. You know what I'm saying? Adversity hit hard, and, you know, his path took him in a different direction. So I'm happy that, you know, he's playing back home where he's from and stuff like that. But it's just the outside world making him look worse than what he is. And, you know, the world judges us off of how we play. They don't judge us off who we are. And so I think that's why the media is good. You know, we can create an image about us that can be positive in the light. So it's just about talking to you guys in the right manner and things like that to just try to create a good light, because we're only judged off our play.
Okay. He is Patriots wide receiver Kendrick Bourne. Wide receivers had a much bigger week this week, despite the loss to Houston. We'll be watching on Sunday in London. Best of luck, and we'll talk soon, Kendrick.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Thank you. Yes, it was.
All right, Kendrick Bourne.
Not to rank him, but that was the best one.
Yeah, no.
Not to rank him. It'd be unfair to the other players that we talked to, but he was the best one by far.
We don't want to rank things. We can only judge them on what they do on the football field, but that was by far the best.
Kendrick Bourne first.
He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh here on a Patriots Monday. It's the Twitch chat pointed this out, Keith.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, number one, he loved your questions.
I had some good ones.
Yeah, you had some great questions.
His words, not mine.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's wonderful for someone to finally understand how brilliant the questions are on this show.
Right? Yeah, that's a great question, man.
It was a bit of a different tack than Alex Van Pelt.
That's true. He went the other direction.
That's an odd question.
Yeah, it's a slightly different approach.
Same interview with him. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Same question.
That's a great question, man.
Good point. The exact
same
individual.
How on earth can I be the same person?
Wow, go figure.
It was.
That's an odd question.
All right. Interesting. Okay. Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get back into Drake May and his day. We'll also get to Mayo Monday this morning on the Greg Hill Show. A little friction, it seems, between Gerard Mayo and Elliot Wolf. Or is it Bill Belichick? Or is it Robert Kraft? I'll give you our thoughts on that next.